You said that there was, there's not a no-fly zone, but you're instructing Syria not to fly there. So what's the difference between those two?
Again, our warning to the Syrians is the same that we've had for some time, that we're going to defend our forces. And they would be advised not to fly in areas where our forces have been operating. And that's what happened last week.
Are you saying that that's only when they're in action against ISIS? Maybe I just was missing it until now.
You know that, Barbara, that our focus is against ISIL, and the work that we've been doing in that part of Syria and elsewhere is all focused against ISIL.
You're making clear that the Syrians should now, through the Russians, have a broad understanding of where U.S. forces are operating, and that they should not fly in areas and where they are potentially going to be seen as threatening U.S. forces. So if you were telling them no fly in those areas, is there any way you can explain to us why that is not a no-fly zone?
You can label it what you want, Barbara. I'm explaining to you what we're doing with regard to defending our forces, coalition forces on the ground, our partnered operations there.
Is it a no-fly zone?
It remains the same warning that we've had in effect since we started our operations in Syria. We're going to defend our people on the ground.